holy God. You are the great everlasting Father, the one who was and is to come. Alpha Omega, the Lion of Judah, the great I Am, the Anointed One, Mighty God. You are Mighty God. Mighty and righteous is your name, O Lord. You are a Mighty God.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Only by the Holy Spirit do you know if you've done everything to stand. Because the natural mind is always going to question. It's always going to raise something up. There will always be some thought of the enemy, some attack of the enemy. It'll spring up and you'll question your flesh. You'll question whether you read long enough, you prayed long enough, you witnessed well enough, you did this or you did that. And there will always be questions except in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And in the Holy Spirit, God brings us to a place where you know, I've done everything and I'm standing in God. Stand ye therefore. I'm standing. You're not shaken like a leaf. I want my boys, I want them to know a dad at home that lives what I preach in here. I want people who know me best to know, Ruddy, that what God's Word says works. And so for that to happen, I need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be released in my life. I cannot live that kind of a life apart from the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit-filled, the Spirit-baptized life is absolutely imperative to the church to equip us for battle, to stand bold in defiance of the enemy and the mocking doubt that the demonic spirits would bring. Only by the Spirit do we quench every dart. Not some of them. Every dart. Right, Bob? Every dart. Every dart. You may not feel like it's quenched, but it is. It is. It is. Every dart by the Holy Spirit. That's because the Holy Spirit is aware of and is at work to grab every plan of the enemy and arrest it. So He turns it into glory in our life. I'll tell you, when the devil starts messing with Bob and Esther Warner, he's in trouble. Because they didn't just start this walk yesterday. And everything they've learned in God is now going to come upon them like a mighty rolling wave of the Holy Spirit. And all heaven's going to be released in new avenues. Every time you face the enemy and you are walking through that valley in that shadow of death, when you come out of that valley, you have grown in spiritual authority. And those desert demons will show up and they'll go, boo! And you'll just keep walking because you'll say, I've heard from you before. Get behind me, Satan, in Jesus' name. Now listen, there are some demons that may show up in front of me and I may have to face them and let the Holy Ghost deal with all of the arrows they're shooting, but the moment's going to come when they're under my feet and I can say, I've already faced you, lying devil. Get behind me in Jesus' name. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil and he flees from me. The plan of God is that we become professional in our faith with God. Strong in our faith. Stand in our faith. No doubts in our faith. So that our families can see that God, through our weaknesses, that's it, isn't it? God, through our weaknesses, enables us to overcome. God is so good. God is so good. No fear, no doubt, no drought. The river is here. The river is here. The river is here. Everywhere the river flows. That means everywhere you go, the river goes. Everywhere the river flows, life overcomes death. Everywhere, every conversation, every place that you go. So let the river flow. Let the river flow. All right. Luke chapter 4. Did you find that? I'm glad you're familiar with this passage because we can make a little quick progress here. You see, this decreeing and declaring. I I know we have a lot of messages on it, and I hear these two words a lot of times, decreeing and declaring. But I was trying to think, where did Jesus say, I decree and declare? I just ask questions like that. Okay, God, if this is something I'm going to do, I want to know why, and I want to know where, and I want to know what the Word says. So there are words that there are scriptures that address this. I mean, in Job, there's this scripture that says, you will also declare a thing, right? You will declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. So that's Job 22:28. I said, okay, that's pretty good. I like that. I see the declaration there in that. I see in Psalm 93, verse 5, your decrees, speaking of God, your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness benefits your house, O Lord, forever. So I see those passages. And then I was pulled over to Luke chapter 4, just to look at this again for a couple moments. In chapter 4 of Luke, verse 1, and I'm reading now from the New Living Translation, it's what I have in front of me. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit to go out into the wilderness where the devil tempted him for 40 days. He ate nothing all that time, was very hungry. And verse 3, then the devil said to him. Then the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread. If you are the Son of God. Let me ask you if you've ever heard something like this come into your mind. If you are a child of God, then why are you going through what you're going through right now? If you are truly born again, then why did you say that? Why did you think that? Why did you struggle with that? Same devil, same lying devil. So here is Jesus. He's led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness, and the devil is talking to him. How many of you know you're a spirit being, and because you're a spirit being, you receive spiritual transmissions from the Holy Spirit and also from demonic spirits? And there's the chauffeurs going off. Hallelujah. So the devil said, if you're the Son of God, change this stone into bread. But Jesus told him, Jesus now speaks. No, the scriptures say people need more than bread for their life. I think the King James says something like this, man shall not live by bread alone. Right? From Deuteronomy chapter 8, 7, I believe. I like the King James, wherein it says, it is written. That brings into focus exactly what's involved in decrees. Decrees have to do with authority. They have to do with an authoritative order. They have to do with someone who is in a position of authority making a declaration that now becomes an active law that's put into place. So Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. People need more than bread for their life. So did the devil leave at this point? The answer is no. Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. The devil told him, I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, because they're mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will bow down and worship me. And you know this scripture. And Jesus replies again, The New Living Translations, the scriptures say, but really, I like better, it is written. You must worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. You shall worship the Lord. You shall serve the Lord. You shall worship the Lord and serve Him only. Then, verse 9, the devil's coming back again, isn't he? Took him to Jerusalem, the highest point, the pinnacle of the temple. If you're the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say. Now Satan's getting really religious. He's going to quote the scripture. It's just he's talking to the Word, right? Because Jesus is the Word. So you better get your words right if you're going to give them to Jesus. I've heard some Christians trying to help God understand His Word. Let me tell you, Jesus understands His Word. It's we who need to understand His words. I need to get His words into me so that when I understand them, I can speak them as authority to the enemy. I pray the Word as well. It's a good thing to do, not a thing wrong with that. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem. Here he is. And he quotes this. He orders his angels to protect and guard you. They will hold you up with their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone, from Psalm 91. Isn't this something? Satan knows the Word. He's able to quote the Word. Don't be shocked by that. That's why you need to know the Word in context. And Jesus responded, the Scriptures also say. It's the also say that we need to know. We need to not only know part of the Scriptures, but we need to know the also say, so that when the enemy uses the Word against us or a brother against us, that we're able to say, but the Word of God also says, which brings balance. So you'll hear me often say, we need to be biblically balanced in our faith. And so Jesus says, the Scriptures also say, do not test. King James says, tempt the Lord your God. Well, at this point, the devil's had about all he can take. So he decides to get his tail feathers out of there. When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportune time. And then we come to verse 14, which I love. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. He went in full of the Holy Ghost. Now he's been out there in the power of the Holy Ghost, flexing the Word of God. He's been speaking the Word of God to the lying devils. He's been working and warring against the plans and intentions of the devil. He's been standing against the destroyer in the wilderness, and he comes out and his spiritual muscles are strong and he's ready. And look at what happens. Then he returns filled with the Holy Spirit's power, and you read on and see what happens. He's casting out devils and he's raising up the dead and ministering to the sick. He's walking in power and authority. And so when we face the valley of the shadow of death, you are simply being led of the Spirit into the Holy Ghost gym, and you will be strengthened and you will come out full of fresh authority and power. And this is exactly what's happening to Brother Bob and Esther and John. Yes, John, he survived. Devil tried to kill him too. And the other John that's back somewhere around here. Yeah, oh, he's down the hall. And Cynthia and Bill and Kathy, and I could go around the room. The other night I'm with the guys and I looked around and said, well, I think pretty much all of us have had COVID around here. The devil can't mess with us with that anymore, thank God. Right? You go, oh, when no one had had the COVID in our congregation, it was like, oh, what are we going to do? Are we going to have church? Are we going to run? Are we going to shut everything down? Are we going to hide? What are we going to do? No, we're going to keep serving God. In fact, we're going to go right out on the front line and serve God. We're not going to back down an inch. We're going to stand. Because that's what God has called us to do. Are you glad that Jesus, when He was in the garden, He knew exactly what was coming? And He's praying, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. How many of you are glad that He said, nevertheless? Nevertheless. I did not enjoy COVID, I'll tell you right now. I did not enjoy it. But I'm enjoying it right now. Because right now, COVID is just one of many lying attacks of the devil that just is a part of the string of victories that I give to my God. I'm enjoying it this morning because almost all of our family, one of the safest places in the city, is right here in church because we've overcome this devil. The devil threw everything at us he had. Listen, instead of running from him, let's grab the word of God and run to him and say, we are not hiding anymore. In Jesus' name. Oh my. If I had time, I'd preach this morning. I'll tell you, I really am motivated to do that. But hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, in Luke chapter 10, and we're already in Luke, so we can just go to one more scripture, then we're going to have communion. Praise God. I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. It is so good to have the peace of God that passeth understanding. Probably most of us have family members that are in a different place, and we can minister to them. Luke chapter 10. Let's drop down in this chapter, see what we can find. Verse 18, yes, he told them, Jesus told them, I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning. And I have given you, that's me, did you get it? I've given you. You just got to say, that's me. Put your name in there. That's me. I've given you authority over. Say it again, Ruddy. A little louder. All the power of the enemy. That means I can say, I decree and declare, for it is written. You don't have to know the chapter and verse. Do you know Jesus didn't give the chapter and verse? Has the devil ever said, you don't even know where that's found in the Word of God? How can you use something like that? Say, well, I'm going to be just like Jesus. Jesus didn't have to give you chapter and verse. Stinking lying devil. You know where it's found. You can go read it for yourself. What's important is that I know it's there, and God knows it's there, and you know it there, and I can decree it and declare it, for it is written in Jesus' name. I love what Billy Graham used to say. He'd have the Bible in his hand. He would say, the Bible says. The Bible says we need, I know we have electronic Bibles, right? They're thinner, they're smaller. Well, you don't have to know, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. You don't have to memorize where things are found. You can do a search. Look at the day we're living in. You want to know what the Word says? You want to know what is written? You can search for it in a minute. You can do it at a traffic light while you're driving down the road. Wherever you are, you can do it in church. You can check out and see if what I'm telling you is true. You can jump from this translation to that translation. You can do a word study. You can go wherever you need to go. You have more access to learning than most pastors did 25, 50, 100 years ago. Right in your hand, in moments. The devil hates it. His plan is to use all of the media to destroy. But God's word is on there as well. I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk. You can, Kathy. You can, Cynthia. You can, Pat. You can walk. In New Living Translation says, among snakes and scorpions. And crush them. Nothing will injure you. You are a spirit being. You live in a flesh house. I'm going to leave this flesh house. And some doctor may say, oh, he died of this or he died of that. Don't you let anybody lie to you like that. When God takes me home, I will leave this little physical house and I will move into glory. I will step from the temporal into the eternal. It will not be a bad day. It will be a glorious day. It will be a graduation. I will not die of cancer or heart disease or any other condition. I will leave death here. I will leave death here, and I will step into the glorious presence of God. My life is not contained by any limitation in this world. Nothing, nothing. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice. We'll close with this. Because what? Whoa, because your names are written down. You're registered as citizens in heaven. Ushers, let's share the communion elements. I was at a memorial service and they were reading through the list of all of those calling these names of Second World War warriors who had lived and have now died. And as they would read a name in their silence, someone would say, absent. 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 And I'm listening to this because so many warriors, I mean, because of their age, so many warriors have passed. And I don't know how many times they said absent, 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 absent. But as I was hearing that, every time I heard absent, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, Bob, and said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When someone says McLean is absent, it's because I am present in a different place. Simply the presence of my living God has raptured me and caught me up, and I am now present in His presence. Don't be afraid of what men can do to you. Or they can only attack this house. Right? Michael, you've been through some of that. Lion devil's going to put you under the shed, push you out to pasture, lion devil. The favor of God was on it. I love his story. He's going to have to share some of this one day. Just before the devil's big plan, he was given all kinds of recognition because God used him in an awesome way. And the devil got egg on his face. Isn't that awesome? I love it. I love it. You know why the devil gets in trouble like that so much? Because he doesn't know what God's going to turn around for good. And so every plan the enemy is working right now against us, God is at work right now to turn it around. God is turning it around. Say that with me. God is turning it around. So I'm going to decree it and declare it that God is turning it around, for it is written. If you don't get anything else out of the morning, remember that. It is written. The Word of God stands. It stands. It stands. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But I want to say to those of you who are watching this morning, or we'll watch at some later time, as we prepare our hearts for communion this morning, I want to invite you to join us in communion. You know, go to your fridge. You say, I don't have any grape juice in there. Find something. If all you have is water, get some water, you know. Get some bread. It's not about the natural. It's about the supernatural. You're a child of God. We're going to commemorate a meal of life. It's a covenant of life. The enemy would love to if he could. The word says, if he could, even the elect would be deceived. But it's in there as a question.